The voters want somebody that fights for the little guy. Someone that has done that his entire career. Mickey Kearns is our next county clerk. Come on up.
Erie County Republican Committee Chair Nick Langworthy introducing Mickey Kearns, who won the seat of county clerk by a 4-point margin in last night's election. Kearns called the victory one for the people as he touted his anti-establishment approach to the political arena.
A Democrat running on the Republican line to win an office. Never been done before.
As results poured in throughout the night, it was a neck-and-neck race. But when the tally finally came in, both Kearns and Langworthy took shots at Democrats for what they called an attempt to buy the office with six figures of financial support. Kearns then focused on his aims as clerk, saying he would hold banks accountable and make the office the most accessible in Erie County government. Democratic opponent Steve Cishan conceded the race late in the night, calling it an uphill battle and one from which he learned a lot as a political newcomer. Cishan was optimistic about the impact Kearns would make as clerk, but noted that he's got a short time in which to do it.
He's got a year to make things better, and that's what I was telling people as I was knocking on doors. We've got 1 year in this end of Chris Jacobs' term, so he better do a good job, because there might be somebody else, probably not me, I know that's your next question, that is going to make sure that he does it.
As a sitting state assemblyman, Kearns will be forced to resign before becoming the clerk, though he says there's still work left to be done as he makes the transition, namely finalizing efforts to keep the Western New York Children's Psychiatric Center open. As for Cishan, leaders of the Democratic Party in Erie County are already forecasting this won't be the last time voters see his name on the ballot. The candidate himself says he hasn't given it much thought yet, but that the last 8 months have gotten him to fall in love with the idea of public service. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.